They are differentiated just as individuals who show symptoms versus do not show symptoms. 80% of the individuals who do become infected with West Nile virus do not show symptoms throughout their course of their infection. It's only about that 20% that we typically see as West Nile fever and West Nile neuroinvasive disease that we are counting as far as quote-unquote human cases. Individuals who are typically presenting with fever, headache, body aches, and rash. And that's kind of the typical West Nile fever presentation. And we have had none of those, and we haven't had anybody who's reported the more severe case of West Nile neuroinvasive disease, that where West Nile invades the brain and the lining of the spinal cord and causes some additional more severe symptoms like stiff neck, confusion, paralysis, coma, and potentially even death.